The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we are back for one more hour. And earlier today, we talked to Booger McFarland. I realized it was 3 hours ago. So we'll share some of what we heard from Booger, and it was really quite interesting. We asked him, why would Urban Meyer do this with Tim Tebow?
If you brought Urban, I know you and Urban are best friends. If you brought Urban on your show and you asked Urban why, I don't really know what the answer would be. It wouldn't be because, well, we think he can help us win. That's probably a lie, because there's a lot of other people that could probably do that better. Is it because, well, I just like what he stands for and his character, and he's one of the hardest workers? Well, Paul, let me tell you something about pro football. Pro football, you can't help me be a leader or from a character standpoint if you can't play. Like in professional football, nobody listens to the dude that can't play or contribute. So all the leadership and, you know, hardworking, hey, man, it's really simple. Can you help us win? If you can't, great, let's move on and find somebody that can. So I just wonder what he's going to bring to a team. I would love someone to let me know that. Like, all your students have probably called and they've talked about his work ethic and how polarizing he can put people in their seats. Well, listen, I got news for you, big guys. Everybody that call your show, the NFL is not hurting for people to be in the seats, okay? The NFL is not hurting to sell jerseys. Like, Jacksonville is not going to win a Super Bowl because they sold another 1,000 tickets. Urban Meyer has one job, okay? Or else Urban is going to be back on the on Fox on the big pregame show if they don't win.
Well, we asked Booger this: how Urban needs to turn the Jags into winners.
Urban Meyer lost four games. Excuse me, Jacksonville lost four games in December last year. Trevor Lawrence lost four games in his life. Okay, just think about the juxtaposition of those two statements and what's going to take place. And so Urban has his work cut out for him, trying to win in Duval County. And I just don't know that Tim Tebow, in any shape, form, or way, helps him. And I think the reason why a lot of the national people and every radio show has talked about it is because this screams of a guy who is in power, who has the ability to take care of one of his friends, and he's doing that. And a lot of people don't like it. And then you add in the fact that it's Tim Tebow, and they really don't like it. So I think that's why it's been a topic of conversation. But from a football standpoint, I just don't think he helps him win on or off the field.
We asked Booger how players will feel about this.
Show me a reason why that I should give my best effort when I practice against you. Show me a reason why as a coach that I should put time and effort into you. Like, you got to show me something. Paul, pro football is a show me game, man. Like, this is not college. We're not on scholarship. Like, you don't get three hearts in a car just because we signed you. Like, when we signed you, you got to show me something. Like, I'm paying you. You have to give me a service. And if he can't perform at the tight end position, it doesn't really matter how notable you are off the field. When you step on that field and I'm in that locker room, all I care about is, can you help me win? And as a coach, can you make me a better player? If he comes out there and he can't block or catch or do whatever, then not only is the resentment going to be to Tim, the resentment is going to go to Urban, and people will start looking at Urban as if Urban is some type of joke.
And that's where we ended up the conversation about Urban Meyer.
If Tim Tebow is on the roster opening day, then I think a lot of people are going to look at Urban and wonder if he's really there to win. Because I don't think anybody at all in the sport of football thinks that he can help them win. So why is he on the opening day roster? Now, if you want to bring him in training camp, and we're going to go through the dog and pony show, and we're going to be up there, and we're going to get fans out, and it'll be people camping out at 2 in the morning, I get it, no problem. But if he's on the opening day roster, I think there are a lot of people have to ask the question, why? And I think Urban he owes it to everyone to give us an answer why.
Some of our conversation earlier with Booger McFarland. I know many of you have been listening to that, maybe have a reaction. We'll take your reactions now at 855-242-7285. A couple of lines available for you. Let's check out Steve, who is up next. Hey, Steve, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon,
hey there,
Paul. I just want to apologize. A couple of weeks ago, the phone call dropped. I was driving my car. We were talking about the Knoxville News Sentinel and the paper on Sunday morning. But I apologize for that. And for that. The second thing I want to say is this, Booger McFarland talking about Tim Tebow. Do you not think it's possible that Urban Meyer could use Tim Tebow as the New Orleans Saints use Taysom Hill? I mean, he would line up at tight end. He would line up as a wing back. He would do block punts. He would do kickoff coverage. He could do quarterback. He could run the option. Who knows? There may be some way that Urban Meyer could use Tim Tebow, and even then, sometimes the defense has had to cover Taysom Hill and take one or two men off of another player. What do you think about that?
No, I think that's a really good comparison, and I think it's the closest comparison we can come up with. I think the question is, you know, how does Tim Tebow today at nearly 34 years old compare to Taysom Hill?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand that. But, I mean, it's worth a shot, and I just hate to summarily dismiss any situation in professional sports. I remember 1 year when the 49-year almost won the British Open, you know? So
No, you're 100% correct. No, listen, you're right. You are correct about that. And I don't think age is really a big deal. I mean, Tom Brady's 43, for heaven's sake.
Yes, sir. Okay, and then another question about the name, image, and likeness. My first call to you was about a year and a half ago, and it was about that when it was first starting to rumble, and the idea was that players could be compensated. And you said the coach, your very words, with the coach would say, well, go play for somebody else. If you don't want to abide by my rules, go play for somebody else. I feel like a coach like Nick Saban is going to tell his players, if you want to buy into what we're doing, if you want to play to be the best, if you want to practice to be the best, he's going to push that into his team. And if the name, image, and likeness distracts what he's trying to do, that person will not play in that position. That's just what I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, thank you very much for the call. I don't think coaches really know how to they're going to deal with it yet, because it's not final. But it is going to be, I think, an existential issue in intercollegiate athletics. Jeff is up next. Hey, Jeff, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are doing great.
Let me ask you this: what would Booger McFarland have to say if the quarterback played Ohio State beat Alabama Jones? What is his name? Cordell Jones?
Cardell.
What would he say if it was him doing this? Would it be the same record?
I don't know. Explain your thought on that.
My thought on this is, I heard Booger here a while back. To me, it's all tied in with race. Booger McFarland on one of the shows that comes on in the mornings, I can't remember which one, Booger McFarland was on it, and something was said about country music, and they brought up Shania Twain, and he made the statement that she's culturally incorrect. So what he's saying she's racist because she's white and she sings country. So I don't put no stock in anything Booger McFarland says, his speaking out both sides of his mouth. It's just because Tim Tebow is white and he's a Christian. That's why all the uproar is about. What kind of people would you want to be around to help your organization or your business?
I want people that are creative and collaborative and will work together.
There you go. Do you think you could find a better person than Tim Tebow? Just for what we know or see?
No. I mean, my feelings on Tim Tebow are very well known.
There you go. And I don't understand, hey, whether it works or it don't work, it's Urban Meyer's decision and Jacksonville's decision, and it's Tim Tebow's decision. And they're making this all out of race just because he's white and Colin Kaepernick wasn't added on the team. But Booger McFarland, I mean, what he said, and I heard him say it on the air, talking about Shania Twain being culturally incorrect. He says she's a racist because she's a country singer. hey, I don't put no stock in anything Booger or McFarland says because he's a racist. Or he wouldn't have made that statement. Agree or disagree?
I would respectfully disagree. I know Booger McFarland pretty well. But, again, it's your opinion, and that's what we're here for. We'll take a break. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, welcome you back, and let's get some reaction to what Booger said. Barry is up next. Hey, Barry, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Hey,
we're doing great.
A couple comments. Number one, he made a comment that Tim Tebow could not help the team on or off the field. You know, I played ball collegiately, and there was players that weren't starters that absolutely brought the team to a higher level, pushed people to work harder. And again, I never played NFL. But and then the last thing, and then I'll hang up. Give Tim Tebow a chance. I mean, everybody's judging him. He hasn't stepped on the field yet. Like any other walk-on or free agent, give him a chance to prove that he can play, and if he can't, then so be it. So, again, I love your show. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate what you said. Jim is up next in Florida. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Paul. This is I'm an old Southern boy named Jim Kelly.
Oh, great.
Out of South Central Florida. I live in Wauchula, Florida, and that's where Buford Long lived long time, and after he played for the Gators and Giants and went to high school in Lake Wales. I watch your show a lot. And
thank you.
I just love it. I'm driving down to Punta Gorda right now with my wife, Jean, and I wanted to meet my son, Jonathan, for supper, for celebrate a late Mother's Day. But, yeah, I want to talk about old Tim Tebow a while, and I went to University of Florida back when Steve Spurrier played. I was there from 62 to 66, and I loved watching old Steve play. Gosh, he was so much fun to watch, and I followed his career. And Paul, like I said, I'm a first-time caller, and I thank you for having me on, but on Tim Tebow, we have just loved him from the very get-go, and he deserves to be on the team. And if you go back far enough, of course, Tim Tebow in high school won the state championship, and he's just a wonderful guy. And at University of Florida, he was highly recruited by Urban Meyer. And as you know, he led the Florida Gators to, he was a part of two national championships. You know,
yes.
His first year, you know, he wasn't the starter because Chris Leak was, and Chris did a great job, but Tim Tebow came on in relief several times, and I really feel the Gators won that first championship because of Chris Leak and Tim Tebow.
No, I agree
and
with famous you.
Thank you. He is so famous, you know, for that alley-oop pass, you know, that beat LSU, and it's even considered a Tim Tebow pass. And
the Tebow jump pass, of course.
Yeah. And Tim Tebow is very tough. I remember when he went to Florida as a freshman, he wanted to participate in some of those drills that were real head-knocking, helmet-knocking, and Urban didn't want him to because he was recruited to be the quarterback. And I can really see Tim Tebow in a, you know, leading a Wildcat formation. I think he'd be a good blocker. I think he's a great influence on the other players. And as you know, Urban Meyer has already been quoted as saying that I wouldn't have Tim Tebow without, you know, without him helping us win games, and Tim can do that. And here's a play I would love to see, and I do feel Tim's going to make the team. I would love to see late in the game sometime Tim kind of step back a couple of steps and take a backward pass or backward lateral and then throw the ball downfield for a long touchdown pass. I could see that. Excuse me, let me get a drink of water here.
Take your time.
I'm excited. I haven't been this excited in a while.
I appreciate
you
that.
You can tell I'm a Southerner by my accent. I love some of your callers from the other Southern states to hear their dialect and their accent. But Tim Tebow, as we all know, when he was at Denver, he threw a late long touchdown pass in a playoff game that beat the Pittsburgh
Steelers. Yeah, no, it was an 80-yard touchdown. Hey, listen, you take care of yourself, and hope you guys have a great dinner tonight. Seems like a lot of us are going out to dinner these days with some of the new standards being dropped. Carl is in California. Carl, thank you.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We're doing great.
Hey, so I just wanted to know what you thought about the South Carolina Gamecocks and where they're going with the new staff and their expectations for next season.
Well, I like Shane Beamer. I think the expectations are going to be extremely low, though. I don't think they have enough players to compete at a high level. I think their schedule is tricky. I think there's a chance to steal a game or two to get to a bowl game, but I'm not overly optimistic. What about you?
Man, I don't know. I'm hoping, you know, because I'm a Gamecock fan. I'm hoping Shane brings a new offense. Over the past couple of years, it's been pretty rough getting the offense going, getting them started, not scoring to the second quarter. You know, last season it was like one. You had Shai Smith, the only one that was catching the ball. So I'm hoping he finds different ways to get different players into the game.
Yeah, I hope you're right about that. You take care of yourself. We stay in California. Joe is up next. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program.
Afternoon, Paul. How are you doing, sir?
We are doing really well.
Good. A big fan. Thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
So as far as the Tebow situation, it's real interesting. Seems like there's not too much objectivity. You know, it's NFL's like, what have you done for me lately? You hasn't really done much in the NFL for the past several years, and you know, he kind of, you know, missed with baseball and trying to come back in. Now maybe he can offer some kind of support, but what other value can he bring for the short term for some wins for Jacksonville?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think if you rank the 53-man roster right now, I'm not assuming he makes a team, which we don't even know if he will. I think he'd be pretty much at the bottom. I think it's the intangibles that he's being signed for, and I think this is the the thing you have to look at. If his name was Tim Jones, he wouldn't be signed. He's only being signed by Urban Meyer because he's Tim Tebow.
Sure, sure. And you know, obviously everything that comes with Florida along with that.
Yeah, but Urban Meyer is one of the few people in the world that has a view into Tim Tebow that many do not. And he strongly believes in Tim. He believes Tim can do anything. And here's the point I think a lot of people are missing. He has already tried out. They had him out there a couple of times. And if he was bad, we would have never heard about this. You know, maybe some story would have come out that Tim dropped by and caught a few passes. But they must feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a phenomenal athlete. I just don't know at 34 if he can keep up with everyone else and been out the game. You know, football.
How old was Gronkowski? I think he's older than Tebow. I think, isn't he?
He might be a little older, but it's much different.
No, I know. I'm just making a point that.
Yeah.
Well, I take it back. Gronk is only 31, so I was. But to me, it.
But they're in the same realm. You're right. They're in the same realm. They're within years of each other.
Yeah, I don't think age is the most critical thing. It's just really. Can he adjust to doing some? I mean, we know what he could do as a quarterback, and it wasn't enough. Can he adjust significantly enough? I mean, he just can't be average or mediocre. He has to be good.
No, right? Absolutely, he has to be able to start or at least second string.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to, and that's. I think a lot of this conversation, and I'm as guilty as anyone, is probably a little overdone. He'll show up, and I think. If he wasn't Tim Tebow, he wouldn't have been signed. But even if now that he is, he still has to make the team. He has to avoid getting hurt. And I think when they announce the signing, which I expect fairly soon, I think we'll get a much better prism into what this is really all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to see him through mini camp. I want to see some more objectivity and not one side or the other, right? I want to be able to see, okay.
Yeah, but here's the one thing. We may not I think right now is when mini camps normally go on.
Right.
Yeah, so I think because of COVID they did, or maybe it's a collective bargaining agreement. I can't remember which one it is, but they are doing OTAs this year in a completely different way.
Sure, sure. Like I said, if we can see a little bit of footage to see how he's doing, then we can have more, you know, of an opinion. Right now, it just doesn't seem to be too much objectivity. Either everyone's for him or everyone's against him.
Yeah, you're right.
I want to see a little more footage.
Whether Tebow's polarizing or not, the reaction to it is certainly polarizing. Hey, thank you. Let's check out John next in Tennessee. Hey, John.
Hey there, Paul. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank you. Hey, by the way, before I even get to you, the Jaguars, Emily just told me they do have a mini camp June 15th, so we will see him then. So go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, long time listener, first time caller. Wanted to know about. I've been looking at six of the credible sources for All American basketball for college for the previous season. That would be AP, Sporting News,
right.
Sports Illustrated, and so forth. At any rate, there were only 16 players picked at all for the first, second, or third team in any of those selections. And the point I'm trying to make is that there was no player from Duke, North Carolina State, Kentucky, Kansas, or UCLA among that elite list. I wonder if that's ever happened before.
Probably not. I've seen a number of stats that in terms of the top 25, but I'm sure that is. First, Duke alone would almost without fail have an All-American at some point, and you combine Duke and Kentucky. Then I don't even think you need to look beyond that.
And Kansas.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was stunning. And it also seems to indicate from these selections and, of course, from the result at the end of the year that basketball has moved to the Midwest and West. The power has shifted from ACC and Big East.
across the country.
But my question, though, look at Alabama and Arkansas this year, in the SEC alone. Is this an outlier, I don't know the answer, I think Tennessee's about to have an all-star team next year, but predicting basketball, and this year, you can say it was COVID. I think it's going to become a little more difficult than in the future. Than in the past, I should say. Speaking of the future, we're taking a break here. Your phone call is right around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are back for the next 30 minutes, and the phone line is 855-242-7285, and you are next, Brian, from Tallahassee. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
All your analysis and everything. I really enjoy when I listen to you.
We appreciate that very much.
Wanted to talk to you about the Tim Tebow situation. Diehard Gator fan in Tallahassee, and believe it or not, there's a good number of us here. Objectively, I loved the 2006 through 2008 years. We were just living in high cotton, having a national champion in football and basketball during those years. It was just a great time to be a Gator, and I love Tim Tebow. I think he's a great player. I remember what he did in 2006 and then winning the Heisman in 2007. And basically, the promise, losing to Mississippi in 2008 and carrying the team, really, and motivating the team to another national championship. So I love Tim Tebow. However, Thomas, at this stage, I'm not counting him out, but I agree with Booger McFarland in that he does have to prove it on the field. You mentioned that there's a mini camp June 15th. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. He has to win over. He has to make a lot of people believe, Urban Meyer being one of them, of course, but other people as well, that he is good and can help them win at a position that he really hasn't played before. I'd love to have taken time back about 5 years and done this experiment, but when you played at the level that Tim Tebow did in college, and it's just hard to switch to another position. But I think he would have been successful doing it 5 years ago, more successful than he would be today. But I'm not counting him out. And you've kind of been objective about that too, so we're just going to have to wait and see. But I did have a question for you. What do you think of the Gators this year with their frankly skid at the end of last year? What do you think the chances are?
Yeah, in 2020? Brian, thanks so much for the call. I really feel good about the Gators. I don't think they can beat Georgia though. I think they have the unfortunate dilemma of having to play Alabama and Georgia, and I think those games are going to derail them from playing for the championship. But other than that, I think they have a good chance of winning 9 or 10 games. Thank you for the call. How about John in Louisville, Kentucky?
Hey, good afternoon. I guess Tim Tebow is the topic of the day. As I've mentioned before, I used to live in Ponte Vedra Beach, and I've met him and his mother when he was going to Nice High School, and they're just top-notch people. But when I listened to Booger, and I thought he was straight on, particularly the dog and pony show part, and Mike Bianchi was very candid the other day. What a great interview you did with him, by the way.
Thank you.
I just think it's kind of become a little bit of an embarrassment, and I mean in the nicest way, because I think about Urban when he tried to bring in the strength and conditioning coach out of Iowa, and he had to back out of it. And I've noticed they haven't really announced a signing of Tim Tebow, so I'm wondering if they're going to find a way to gracefully exit this whole issue before June 15th.
Well, I think they will sign him based on every availability. Now, what happens after that? I don't think anyone knows. It's really, they have an enormous amount of time. Now, they have the mini camp, and then they have the opening of training camp in late July. And to me, this decision, other than talk radio and chat shows in the morning on ESPN, is irrelevant until the end of training camp, when it has to be determined whether he'll make it or not.
And by the way, Paul, I still go back to Ponte Vedra Beach. I play at TPC, and I was down there last week, and I know of no one who wants to buy a Tim Tebow jersey, or definitely no one wants to buy season tickets till they start winning. So I think that's been hyped up more than it really exists.
Yeah, but I would have a hard time believing after all this, because Urban Meyer could have shut this down a couple of times, and he didn't. So instead, I think he's almost encouraged it. And I don't know what their plans are. I have no earthly idea, but I expect an announcement pretty soon.
Well, get the popcorn out. It's going to be entertaining.
Diet popcorn, low calorie, but I'm ready to roll. Hey, thank you, Joe. Let's continue. Sean is in Indianapolis. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Paul. How have you been?
I have been well. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. It's always good to talk to you. Wanted to weigh in on Tebow as well. And, you know, I think that one thing that a lot of people are forgetting is that Tim Tebow's an incredible athlete. And I think that he can make the transition from QB to tight end. And I was reading an article today by Jarrett Bell in USA Today talk, and he got some quotes from guys like Ditka.
Right. Oh, that was a good story. I saw that.
Yeah. And they were – a lot of the guys, to just quickly recap, were the main concern is whether or not Tim is going to be able to be physical or not. And I'm not a Florida Gator fan by any stretch, but I remember several games where Tebow was literally bleeding and still in the game going strong. So – I don't necessarily.
No, he played a game against LSU, and I told him this once, and he laughed at me. I said, "Tim, that's a crazy." He played with a concussion.
Yeah,
he was one week removed from a concussion, and there wasn't a doctor in America that thought he should play, but he did, and he won.
Yeah, I mean, numerous examples of them being physical. I mean, you know, when you're running the RPO. Physicality to it, right? You're going to take hits. For example, Justin Fields against the Clemson game, right? He gets blown up and gets right back in there. So I'm not buying the physicality piece. And I know that Booger and some other guys were saying I'm licking my chops. Can't wait to hit him. I'm like, go ahead, take your chances. I mean, it's not like he's going to back down from these guys. So I just think a lot of talk about how he can't do it when he's proved a lot of people wrong. And the other thing about his character and the signing of the Iowa coach, strength coach, that is not a great example. Tim Tebow quite possibly could be the most ethical person that in the country. And to compare him to the Iowa strength coach is
I don't know, a little bit.
You're right about that. I mean, there is no comparison other than Urban Meyer not listening to conventional wisdom. He was told not to hire the coach because of his baggage. Tebow's different. I mean, I agree with you. That was a rather poor example. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.